T-Mobile.
In 0TR 85.
A while ago that you got lost.
From Kansas, we're a little slow. Let me turn this radio down, Rusty. Sorry about that. I was headed to Inman. What's the name of that place? You even know, Bernice? Alina? It's a place where my daughter gets chemicals for the yard and stuff like that, Rusty.
Is Bernice planning to try to make you grow a little bit or something?
Well enough as it is.
Hi, Rusty.
Hey, Bernice. Good to hear you. I might have to get over to visit y'all sometime. I ain't had any of your goodies in a long time. I gotta get over that way once things change a little better. Well, 20 days and I get my second shot, so... I guess I'll see what happens after that one.
I'll tell you, Rusty, we didn't have any problem. Phil got his the same day, actually, only in a different place. And all we got out of it, I push that button right there, Bernice, was a sore arm and nothing tremendous with that. I think it's because who gives you the shot? Which one we want here, Bernice? To the right. Exiting I-85, thankfully. And, hang on a minute, Rusty. I gotta pay attention.
Problem. And I had a good pharmacist who gave me the shot, so he did it right. But I think according to what my doctor says, I probably should have waited at least another 30 days. And the strange thing about it is, I got a call here the other day from the Spartanburg Hospital System. After I had taken my first shot, they were calling to see if I had an appointment yet and had gotten any of my shots. They were wanting to schedule me. But since I'd had the first one, nothing they could do for me, you know. WU2 T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. Well, we had the very same experience, Rusty, and it was that vaccine administrative system or something, VAMS, and they kept needling me there at the last. Which way does this say we got to merge up here? They got a light blinking, but it doesn't say anything about merging. I just left it alone because I knew that lady rescheduled us when we got our first one down at Kmart Center. And sure enough, everything went fine. And then I got a message saying that, asking whether or not we'd had our second shot, because I'd missed it through that VAM system. And actually that message was from Prisma. So I went back to them, kind of like you did, and I told them.
You're headed right now, but you are in a noisy area, that's for sure. And, well, that's good. As long as everything is scheduled and we get our shots and get everything good, because I got events coming up in May, June, and July. I may be down in Mississippi in July for a couple of days, down in for about 3 or 4 days, go down there to a special event for one of my radio club. Go down there and spend about 3 or 4 days down there, get a tour of the MFJ factory while we're down there, and some goodies from Martin Jew. So we'll see what happens. Fire department's got their trucks out here in front of the building, and they're washing them down. So you can tell it's a good day when the police are out there, when the fire department's out there washing their trucks down.
Roger on that. Well, what town are you going to in Mississippi?
Louisville, Mississippi. And, not Louisville, but Louisville. It's about 30 minutes down from Starkville, where MFJ is located.
A bunch of red lights up in front of us here, only in the other lane, thankfully. Well, I've been to Pascagoula. Remember that song about the squirrel in the church and all? And, Maurice, if you can see what's going on up here, I don't know. Probably an accident. We're in Lyman right now, Rusty. And, I see a lot of debris over here on the left. So, must have been a car hit something there. And, I went down there to visit my brother when I was transferring from San Diego to Jacksonville, Florida, and he was getting a ship out of Pascagoula, and that was a very interesting area of the country back then in the 60s, I might add. But one of the things that stuck out in my mind was that every railroad track, they had a stop sign. And I'd never seen that in any state.
Well, I was down there in the 80s when I was working for the Housing Authority up here. Late 80s, early 90s, I can't remember. But I went to Jackson, Mississippi for a week-long school. And flew down there on a Sunday and flew back on a Friday because... got back and then and all that was interesting coming back because the plane they had scheduled to fly out of Memphis and come down and pick us up was grounded on the runway up in Memphis, so we had to wait till the next flight became available, which was about 6 hours later. We got to sit around the Jackson, Mississippi airport terminal for that long waiting on our flight to come back to Spartanburg.
A couple of those misfortunes. I flew standby to try to get home to Kansas one Christmas so I could be back with Bernice. We weren't married yet. And go visit my folks, of course. And when I got to Memphis, of course, you had to be in uniform then. I was sitting there, and there was about six of us. And the airplane was full. And I thought I'd missed that flight because they told me you'll never make it flying standby. And some guy come up the ramp, opened that door, walked over to me and says, "You, come with me." And I didn't hesitate.
Never flown standby. Never had to, but this was a case of where the flight, Southern Airways, who we were flying, their plane that was supposed to be down there to pick us up had just flat died on the runway in up in Memphis. And never heard what happened to it. And they tried to route us around through different places to get us on a plane out of there and get us on our way home. But we'd had to fly to Dallas-Fort Worth, up to Chicago, and then back down to GSP. And it would have put us home at the same time if we sat there and wait. The other way where they would send us was going to send us to Detroit and then over to somewhere else and then back down into GSP. And neither one of them would have gotten us any home any sooner than us sitting there and waiting on the next flight to come in and take us home. So we just sat there. At least they had a fairly decent place to get something to eat while we were there, so it wasn't too bad.
The worst one I believe I ever had is I was going to a General Electric school in Staunton, Virginia, and I got caught in Washington National on the way home, which is the one the congressmen keep open. They wanted to shut down for years, downtown Washington, D.C. They don't want to use Dulles because it's out like 22 miles out of the city. So I was there, and somebody left an unattended briefcase, and so they shut down that section of the airport, and it was blinding snowstorm, and I went outside, and I wasn't dressed for it either, and walked around that part of the terminal, and carrying the luggage and all, and went in, and when I went in, they was pushing the... I think it was TWA. They was pushing that jet back, and I had just missed that flight. Well, they had noise abatement in Washington, D.C. So So when you take off, you have to fly a certain pattern to avoid the noise over the city. And there wasn't no way they was going to come back and taxi back up and pick me up. And I had to spend the whole night and fly back the next morning with all the cleaning personnel. This is N0TR.
All right, Tom, didn't get most of that because you were breaking up a real bad. May have been where I was, where you were. Anyway, I'm home. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T73.
Talk to you later, Rusty. No, I'm in a good spot here, probably on your end. W2T, N0TR.